education question. There has been an ongoing conversation in Austin and around the state about school choice and what people mean by that, whether they're for it, they're against it. And if you could go, if we could just go down the row, what do you think about school choice? Which kind do you like? Which kind do you not like? What do you think about vouchers? And we'll start over here again.
With me?
Sure, go ahead.
Oh, good. Do I get to answer every question first?
I'll start.
That's fine. So, you know, ladies and gentlemen, we have school choice in Texas already. You've got public schools, you've got private schools, you've got homeschool. You know, in our, like I said earlier, our talking point is we've got to empower parents in their children's education. I'm excited. There are a lot of interim studies going on, both with the Senate charges with Governor Patrick and in the House, and they're looking at everything that's been tried across the country to see what worked best so that we can look at what the best practices are. So I'm here in the Senate to try and be sure that our public schools are the best that they can possibly be. I do think we need school choice. I think we have school choice, and I think that we ought to look and see what the best practices are across the country and what we need to follow.
What do you think about vouchers?
Well, I think, you know, the definition of vouchers varies greatly. There are vouchers, there are educational savings accounts, there's school choice. Some people use it synonymously, some people don't. You know, I found out about a program the other day where some special ed children could, one of the programs, one of the other states they're looking at with the interim charges, is special education kids could take their allotment, which would technically be a voucher, and go to a center that has the special facilities for that child. So the public school isn't saddled with a child that honestly it costs them $100,000 to educate. And that's the public school's worry. You know, if we have a full open voucher system, are all the kids going to run away? And are we going to have just the children that are super expensive to educate that the allotment doesn't come close to covering? But actually what they've been showing in the studies that they've been doing is that when you open that up, it's only a tiny percentage, like 1%, even in a full voucher state, that those kids go. And some of the largest percentage within that 1% that depart from the public's education system, they take their allotment, and then through educational savings accounts, which are like tax discounts for businesses and things like that, those kids can actually be better served in a different area, and the public schools aren't having to quite be to do something that's outside of their bailiwick. So, you know, I think we need to empower parents in their children's education, and let's figure out what the best possible thing is to educate our children for the future, because their education is our ability to compete in the future, whether they're going to be workforce ready or whether they're going to college. Thank
Mr.
you.
Cop, school choice and vouchers.
Well, you know, one of the problems that I see with government, and I, you know, I'm a conservative, I'm a limited government conservative, but we have a constitutional requirement to educate our children. And one of the problems that big government people do different, and I don't understand the mindset, is they try to have a one fix solution for everyone, for every single district across the state. And, you know, I think it's pretty clear that when you look at the Dallas Independent School District and you look at the Fredericksburg School District, the issues are, you know, they could be 180 degrees apart. They're very dissimilar issues. And so to answer your question very directly, because I would appreciate all the candidates answering this question very directly, I am absolutely against vouchers. I am absolutely against taking state money and moving it to another institution. I think that with the crisis that we have in our public education system, I think removing money from that, we do that at our own peril. However, when you have these large school districts like in Dallas and Houston, it concerns me, and it's, I don't like to use the word fair in politics, but it's we have kids that are forced to go to schools because of where they live, and those schools are continuously failing and failing and failing. And so I don't think that it's right for us as a state to require children to go to a school that is failing. I don't think it's great to force kids to go to a school that doesn't have good food and poor buildings. I mean, I think that's pretty ridiculous. Particularly when I think about where my kids go to school and the blessings that my family has to have nice facilities. But so particularly when you're talking about rural Texas, I can tell you that from Bandera to Abilene to Belton Temple Killeen, when you talk to people in this district, they are absolutely against vouchers. And so am I, because you know, we have a problem, and you don't solve a problem by taking money out of it and moving it to somewhere else. So I really hope that we can all answer the question yes or no on vouchers.
Mr. Downton, school choice and vouchers.
I think this is an important issue. It's an issue where I think I have a different perspective than all the other candidates, and there aren't many of those in this race. I support school choice. All of us up here and all of you know what's meant by school choice. We don't have school choice in this state. That's why Lieutenant Governor Patrick has made it a priority for the next legislative session. That's why the state is out studying all of the school choice programs around the country right now to determine what is the best fit for our state. John's right, it's not a one-size-fits-all solution. You can't have a system where all the money can be taken out of public schools. But I don't think that's what people are looking for. There's no question we have a lot of failing schools in this state. Most of them are in the inner cities, but not all of them. And some people say, well, there's school choice because people can transfer from one failing school to a different school in the district. But if you're in inner city Dallas, you're in inner city Houston, all of your schools are failing. And I don't think it's sufficient to tell people, well, you can pick which failing school your child has to go to. And, oh, yes, you have school choice, but you don't have the money to make a choice. That's not fair to me. I think we need to look at a system that allows people to take, that are in a failing public school, to be able to take some portion of revenue and use it to get them in a school that is not failing.
At great risk, I'm going to mention someone in the presidential race. That does not mean I'm endorsing or voting for this person. This person grew up in an inner city school in a large city. His nickname was Dummy. And you know who I'm talking about. So I will tell you that just because we're talking about Dallas and Houston, that has nothing to do with our Senate district. I am not for any program, whether it's called savings accounts or corporate exemption, whatever it's going to be. It wears a different costume every session. I'm not for anything that removes money from the public school system to allow for state and taxpayers' money to go for private school taxpayer-funded vouchers. I think it's a First Amendment issue. I don't think you can cherry-pick the schools that you want to spend taxpayers' money on. And I think once we look at the broad group of private schools that would pop up if this becomes law, that you cannot say no to a white supremacist school or no to an Islamic school or no to any other kind of school. So I think it's a very slippery slope. This has been brought forth every single session, and it does not meet the threshold to be able to pass. Senator Florence Shapiro from Plano, Texas, many years ago brought forth a pilot for children that were autistic. It is a problem for special ed children, but in no way do I think people see treating special ed children as being saddled with an expensive child. There are ways to leave the district for many things, and certainly if a district cannot deal with the special ed needs, they can get out. They can get out if they're bullied. They can get out if they feel like they're in a failing school. We do have that type of school choice right now. We absolutely do. I maintain that Dallas and Houston are not part of this discussion. I think it's important for rural schools. I have not met one superintendent, one school board member, one person involved with public schools who is in favor of taxpayer-funded for private school vouchers, period. There's only one county in this district where I've heard absolute unequivocal support for what I just said I'm opposed to. And I will not name that county. You can ask me later. So with regards to school choice, I think one of the driving factors for school choice not being very prevalent within a district are athletics, because people believe that the students are being recruited. I can't speak to that, nor dare would I talk about football in the state of Texas. So I'm just telling you, I think it's a factor. And I do think it's a factor. So I think we have to look at this again. I do agree that Governor Patrick is interested in this discussion. And I will tell you, the most of the people in the House and Senate, there are four full voucher programs, are in the big metropolitan areas. Thank you.
School choice is a hot button term in this district. You go up and down from Brownwood to Hamilton. Anyone even hears school choice, it makes a lot of them mad. I kind of rephrase it a little bit and ask, should a parent have any choice whatsoever in where their school or child goes to school? Should there be any parental choice? Texas is one of the few states that has no choice whatsoever compared to others. We talk about vouchers. Vouchers is not going to happen. I'm not for vouchers at this point. But I think a parent should have some say in where their child goes to school. The very least we should have is open enrollment. If you go to Brownwood, if you go to Temple, you ought to at least be able to put your child in any school in that district without any qualifications. We have people that say no to that. They don't want you to even be able to take your child from one school to another in the same district. We need some ability for a parent to have some say in where their child goes in a public school. Vouchers, or money following the child, has in the past been a very simple answer, and I've been for it in the past. The problem is that I think Representative King brought up, we have now a system where there are charter schools, there are Islamic charter schools, and such and others. We don't just have to pick on the Muslims. There are, once you get these schools, charter schools and private schools, and if you say we're going to give the money to follow the child to a private school and they go to an Islamic private school, you have no control over that. And we're not ready to just give that money away and lose all control of what happens in those schools. So we need to do something. We need at least open enrollment, and we need to be able to allow through that the public schools to compete better. And it is true. I looked it up, and the only place, I'm almost positive, the only place in Senate District 24 that has failing schools, and there's a definition of a failing school, is in Temple. There may be one or two in Abilene. I'm not sure of that at all, but I know that there are a couple in Temple, and that is not, failing schools are not the problem in Senate District 24. People in general love their public schools in Senate District 24.
Okay, these are two questions. Let me try to be succinct. Let's take vouchers first. The answer is no, and let me tell you why. And where I fought this first, as Republicans, we're all pretty much of the same mind. We like choice and we don't like monopolies. So I hadn't thought much about this until I was faced with it when I had to vote on it, and I had to fight against it in a city, San Antonio. Julian Castro wanted a chapter in his book, and so he tried pre-K and SA. It was absolutely wrong. They raised a sales tax. They created a voucher school inside the city. They did put one in my district, and he asked me to vote for it, and I said no. This is wrong. It's wrong for a very simple reason. You do not start breaking down the money that we have for our public schools. I cannot tell you the number of people in Northside and Northeast Independent School District, which were the districts in my district, that said no, we can't do this. This is taking money indirectly through sales tax, not property tax, and it's taking it away from the schools because people are still feeling that burden of the school. So the answer to vouchers is absolutely no. And I didn't have to fight for it out here. I'd fight for it out here. I fought for it in the cities. Now, did we win? No, but we can win out here, and we can win in Austin. And vouchers are no. Now, let's talk charters. Charters are public schools. Okay, but the problem is the charters are public schools inside the same system. And when you look at it and you keep putting a new model inside the same system, you're going to keep getting the same results. And what is wrong with the system? Always when we're trying to do a decision, when we're doing it on the farm or whether I'm doing it in a plant, you have to have the authority to make the decision. You have to have the ability to carry out the decision. And what we've done is we've bifurcated that. We've taken the authority, and we've put it in Austin and Washington. We've taken the responsibility, and we've put it on our local people. And until we break that and bring that authority back, and that's what we're doing with charters. We're putting in the same thing. We're trying to solve a problem that is really by trying to fix a symptom instead of solve the overall problem in the system. Charters will not help it. We need to stay with our traditional public schools. Thank you very much.
I have one.